Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Hello, beautiful people. Hello, Iggy. How is everyone?
Hello, Dawn.
This Wednesday? Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
I think I know why they call it hump day now.
So, I am going to start the Gypsy Wagon Show the way I have grown to love to do, which is your meditation. If you've never listened before, I'm Dawn Thompson, Dawn of the New Era, an intuitive healer, spiritual self-care teacher, and a medicine woman. So let's start out, if you're listening in, and let's all meditate together. I know that this month, you know, I did some of the reading to give you for the month, and it's a very intense and tender month because our security and our deepest, you know, inner self stuff is coming up personally and, of course, collectively. So hopefully we can offer some support with that. We also have a really fun guest today calling in about midway through, Reverend Goddess Charmaine. She's a sensual mystic. So she is very fun. I took her workshop and I wanted to bring her on the show. But let's start by getting grounded and checking in with ourselves. So wherever you're at, work, home, outdoors, in the car, find a container of safety around you. And one of the first steps of feeling safe might be to close your eyes and see if you can consciously notice all the places in your body that might be tense and be present with it for a moment, not trying to change it or fix it. Maybe offering a really gentle breath to that space to add to the presence. And with each exhale, you sink more and more into your chair, the ground, your bed, wherever you may be right now. Feeling that crisp air coming in through your nostrils and the life force energy gently flowing throughout your body. Great thing about breath is that it brings us back to the moment. See if you could be with this one moment in your body, place of gratitude. And not using your brain, but your highest intuition, notice where safety might lie for you in your body. When I say the word safety, support, root chakra stuff, where does that come up? Where can you find a sense of safety? Maybe you find it by going to the back of your eyes instead of the front. So by going towards the back of your eye sockets, you release your need to see, to know, to figure out for just a moment. Sink back into the back of your eyes and, again, a tender breath of relaxation that for one moment, maybe you don't have to see and know. That might feel really safe. Now bring your presence to your shoulders and do an exhale and release those shoulders. Many of us, especially empaths, are burdening a lot of the world's pains on our shoulders. If you've heard that saying, he or she carries the weight of the world on their shoulders. Maybe maybe empathizing to that level isn't serving us anymore. Maybe we could send a breath there and release our shoulders and let our shoulder blades slide down our backs like butter, releasing a level of tension that is no longer serving us. Feel how good that feels to lighten up the shoulders. We are not martyrs. We do not have to burden the whole world's troubles. We're really not even responsible for our own to a certain degree. Now send the breath and kind of track up and down your spine. Check in with your life force energy. Maybe it's going really, really slow. Maybe the turn of the seasons is really showing up as needing more rest, becoming more tender. That morning coffee just isn't perking us up as much. Notice how the pulse, the rhythmic pulse of life force energy might be slowing for the turn of the seasons. If you're across the world, maybe it's pumping up. But noticing, there's no right or wrong. What level is your energy level at? And take a moment to send your gentle breath there, honoring that level. And then we're going to finish right in the base of our bodies, the base of our spine, maybe the front of your belly, wherever that sense of comfort can come in. Because one thing that's really nice to feel safe is a level of comfort. So if you're like me, you might want to take your left hand, the nurturing side of your body, maybe rub your belly right now, giving it some comfort. And if your sense of safety lies more in your back, maybe you could reach, you know, and kind of pat your back or just put a hand on your lower back. Again, bringing presence and comfort to whatever area has really been activated by this sense of, is the world safe? Am I going to stay healthy? Can I count on other people? Can I count on, you know, the people that are supposed to be taking care and guiding me, the leaders of my family, my tribe, my country? Comfort that voice that has been activated, possibly with fear, and bring yourself back to the moment, your body, and sense of security. In any moment, you know, throughout this month when you get activated trigger, or perhaps when you are slowing down, because one thing I know is that, for many of us, again, especially in past, but all of us, we're being activated and rearranged and an offering to step into our light body in such a ferocity, because time appears to be speeding up. So our bodies have been used to this level, this speed of growth and vitality and energy. And that is shifting and it is amping up. So that is why, you know, Spirit has told me through the reading and it's channeling through now, we have to amp up our level of self-care. Self-care is not a punishing type of, I will have 4 smoothies a day. I will do 3 running, you know, I will run 3 times. It's not the old paradigm of self-care. It is what feels nourishing in the moment. So if your body is slowing down and it needs you to sit with it, even if you have work to do, it's imperative you scratch out, you know, 5 to 10, 30 minutes to sit with that. What we did at the beginning, that meditation, that's a form. Look out for facilitators. I mean, even I, as a medicine woman, as a facilitator, need groups, need tribe, need, other people to trade with to get a level of space held so that I could go deep. And you do too. You know, we can do so much work on with ourselves, and that's imperative. But don't hesitate to give me a call, Icky a call, another person that you feel called to help you through this. We have some tools. So let's go, because we have a guest calling in. I'm going to go right into the reading, if that sounds good. Does that sound good to you, Icky?
Yeah, that meditation was awesome. I just woke up, sorry.
You can totally stay asleep too a little bit. I mean, yeah, it felt like we needed to go deep. And I'm telling you, it helps to do it with other people. It really mm-hmm. does right now. Like, we are not in an I space. We are in a we space. You know, I was telling Iggy yesterday, I texted him, I said, you know, I'm feeling this deep sense of loneliness. Well, in my training for my belief systems, which thank God are open to change, I have been taught, especially the last couple of years, sit with the loneliness. It does not mean you need to go and, you know, find a cover-up for your loneliness, like go to the depths of it. Well, I did that, and it did not do the same thing it's been doing the last couple of years. I just still felt lonely. So I grabbed a friend and went out on High Street in Clintonville to pass out flyers for a workshop I have coming up this month, and went into stores, saw some people I knew, and really I actually had a need for a connection. So, you know, balancing out that self-care and security about building trust with ourselves. You know, lots of us have belief systems, teachings, and we're being asked to soften those, to parent those, to witness those, to maybe shift those. So, you know, a lot of us woke up really deep, in a really deep, deep way around 2010 or 2012, and a lot of us are waking up now in the last year or two. And so when we wake up, you know, as a human beings in our consciousness, where we seek information and we get new belief systems, just be really careful this month not to just subscribe to what you've only known as part of your security, because there is new information and a new level of practice of being in the moment, meaning right now, box flowers have worked for me for 2 years. Right now, I'm feeling, you know, a different medicine coming in, maybe essential oils. Maybe your focus is to go there. And it can change day by day, year by year. And so that's really the message that Spirit wants to give me this month, is your sense of security comes from building a trust in you. Are you going to guilt and shame yourself, or are you going to really open up to new love? The inner child is also coming out this month to be healed on a new level. So what does that mean on a practical level? Because I know some of people that listen might be what my mom would call woo-woo-y, like me, like, you know, and some of you might be more practical in your spirituality and your self-care. Both are fine. The inner child is basically like, just because our bodies shift and change does not mean the consciousness we had when we were 2, 3, 5, 8, 10, 16 changes. That's still part of us. It still lives in us real time. You know, for example, my tummy gives me a message when that part of me that was wounded as a child is not feeling safe. It starts to churn or get really nervous and anxious. And so the adult wisdom keeper part of me will say, well, that's just ridiculous. Like, I know conscious being is fine and safe. But again, because this month is so intense, you know, that part, there will be a part of most of you listening that will be remembered, and you might have thought you worked on it in therapy or with a healer, a shaman healer, and a Reiki practitioner. It is time for a new level this month to work on that, and it will come up through your health. So it might come up through just, Iggy, we're talking about your energy level. It might come up through, you know, a health crisis. Hopefully not. It might come up through, you know, a cold. When you get a cold or the flu, that's usually grief wanting to come out through your lungs. Make sure you honor that. Interestingly enough, when I pulled the medicine card, sex came up. So that is a theme which I'm really excited about for today, for our guest speaker, who is a tantric queen. She is, I went to the Wild Women Project, the Chris Maddox's project out in New York, and she had one of my favorite workshops. And, you know, I've kind of dabbled in past shows about it, like, you know, how do we take out the shame in sex, and how can sexuality be more how do we go as a culture from 2D, you know, a pornographic, like, culture of where sex meets, you know, really primal 2D or 3D meets into something more, something bigger. You know, I did a shamanic trance in Clintonville. There's wonderful woman Susan who holds them once or twice a month, or once every month or two. And there's postures that you do, and then she does her rattle. And this last month was a hawk trance, and that hawk took me throughout time and millennium, because that's what I do. I go, you know, I can go back through time and see visions or go to different realms. So realms throughout time of different sexual practices that were done for spirituality. And I think, you know, I have an inkling that this could be the new wave of spiritual practice. I've done Kundalini yoga in the past. I recently have been hearing about it more and more from people. And then I went to a workshop this last weekend in Yellow Springs at Giving Props to the Om Yoga Studio. Love them. And there was a yoga teacher there, 62 years old, she said she was, and she looks 40, maybe younger. I mean, the vitality. So Kundalini also taps into sexual energy. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready for it. You know, it seems fun. It seems playful. It seems being in the moment. And I know that it might not be a comfortable topic because we've had, what, 2,000 to 6,000 years. I don't know how many thousands of years of you know, religion really, or that this culture has been, you know, kind of shaming, like, oh, we don't talk about that. I still got it, but I'm ready to witness it and bust through it. And what I love about Reverend Goddess Charmaine is that she walked in to this workshop. We were outdoors. We all had our yoga mats in a circle. And she walks in with this sparkly top and this bra, and she just declares her pussy power. She calls it pussy power. And, you know, we're all like, oh, no, she doesn't say that. But by the end, she had us tantric breath in, out, in, out. And I'm just looking around like, what? This is so cool. Like, we're breaking the, you know, busting through jealousy, belief systems. And so before we bring her on, yeah, I wanted to say that, you know, I've been seeing these visions of connecting in, you know, of course, one-on-one or with ourselves or in groups of ancient sexual practice. You know, they said that, you know, even Yeshua and Mary Magdalene, like, they went to Egypt and studied tantric practice. I mean, there is some missing information, and I want to know about it. I want to know, what were those practices that brought people closer together, that busted, you know? The only thing I will mention with that is that we have to feel safe. You know, the sex and creative chakra are in the second chakra. The first one is the safety chakra. So if we're not feeling like, this is practical shit, if we're not feeling like we have enough money in the bank, we're not going to be able to ignite our creativity to, for the most part, to bust through and do new ceremonies or tantric practices. So, you know, we always have to look at where we're at. I can't, you know, we can't force it. There, you know, as we transition from one place to the other, we are going to have to look at what are our boundaries. We have to do it with sensitivity, caution, and like great love and respect for ourselves, you know, in order to know that this is fairly new coming back, at least for the majority of us. So, yeah, she should be calling in soon. And I got a couple questions, but for the most part, I just want to hear about enlightenment through sexuality. What is mm-hmm. going on? Are you excited, Iggy?
Yeah, you know. It's something that, you know, I've talked about in the past and other shows, which is kind of funny. So it is kind of one of those things. Some people don't really talk about sex. Well, not necessarily sex, but just the sensuality of, you know, the human connection to human connection. You know, like you said earlier, well, there's a lot of judging and shaming in, you know, expressing ourselves to another person energetically at a whole level versus not just a one level. There's something about the human body. It's a temple. It's a very, very spiritual temple as much as we are spiritual inside ourselves. I'm excited.
Yeah, that is beautiful. And you know what? you just said made me think of was that I have an intuition that our bodies and that sensuality or certain tantric practices can be so profound that it was our power, and that, you know, the powers that be at one point knew that we were super, super powerful, and that our bodies and our temples and our sexuality and our breath and our will was so great that, you know, at some point it got lost or hidden so that we would remain sheeple, so that we would remain, you know, fear-based, like, people who just listened to, you know, our leaders. And so, you know, hello, now we have the majority of America. Like, we don't like the people that want to be our leaders. And I keep saying it on different, you know, group things. I keep hearing, we change us. We look deep into us. We find love for ourselves and our shadow parts. Not that we become perfect, because self-care and growth isn't like, oh, I will perfect myself. I tried that. That is a horrible process to try to perfect yourself. It's like I think it's about loving it all, and then we have the power. We take our power back, and then it doesn't matter who quote unquote in charge. We're in charge of ourselves. We're so powerful.
It's funny you brought that up, because in a book that I've read in the past, which I should read more often again, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, there's a whole chapter on that. About, you know, the power of sex, why it's so important in our lives and why we have. And this book was written back quite some time ago. I mean, before you and I were even born. I'm just trying to find that one place. But I remember reading that, just how it affects our subconscious, how it affects our spirit, how it affects who we are and how it drives us. It could be a very positive thing, or it could be a very detrimental thing, depending how you use it, because, you know, sex has a form of power also.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. I was glad that when I pulled my medicine cards and sex came up, I laughed, because we're having, you know, the sex coach teacher on, but I also like stood back when I saw boundaries, restraint, and caution around it. Like, this is a new all-powerful territory that I guess, you know, spirit was like, go into it, explore it, but Jesus, there's so much past wounding around sex and sexuality that, you know, as of anything, when you seek or try new practice, there's a clearing with it, you know, there's always a clearing with it. And your stuff comes up. I mean, that's why I feel like a lot of people don't seek to evolve. Sometimes I go, why did I start seeking to evolve? This sucks. I have to purge all the time, lose a tooth or whatever, you know,
right. Like
I just, sometimes I want to just drink beer and watch football and be plain. Not that those things are bad, but like just do that and go to work and be like, this is life.
Yeah.
Like, is that even an option to go back to? No.
I know. So I pulled chapter 11 out. It's called The Mystery of Sex Transmutation. And it just has a whole list of things. So I find it pretty interesting that, you know, in a business book, a book that's about business, they have that. They talk about sex, form, and personality. Yeah. Tap Your Power, A House of Emotions. One who loves truly can never lose entirely. It talks about, you know, just all the different aspects, how this book was probably revised in 1960. So this book was actually written way before that, way before you and I were conceived, which is kind of interesting. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Sex Transmutation's in there. The Power of Sex.
Oh, I think I've heard of that. Think and Grow Rich. Okay. Well, there you go.
Our ancestors knew something about it. And then somehow, some way down the line, we just kind of said, we don't need this anymore. We can technology, this and that, blah, blah, blah.
We can do it all with our minds and then go crazy.
There is something about touching another person. There's something about being in connection with another human being and being engaged with them in an energetic way. You know the right one too. You know, like when you're touching someone, you know also if they're the connection for you.
Mm-hmm. That's
humans, you know, that's our shaking hands, hugging, all this stuff is important because sometimes that's all some people ever get, believe it or not.
And then there's the babies. The science found mm-hmm. that babies will die without human touch.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm curious if our goddess Charmaine is calling in yet.
Yeah, there isn't a person online who just came on, so let me put them through and see if it's
okay.
If it's her.
Let's check it out.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, is this my friend?
Yes, this is Reverend Goddess. Holla.
Holla. We are so excited to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I was telling Iggy that you were one of my favorite workshops at the Wild Women Project Festival. You really pumped us full of, you know, just ancient tribal temple sexual energy. It was, you held great space for that.
Oh, thank you. It was so powerful to be there doing something like that. I mean, I can't even tell you for me what it was like. You know how many of us are up there in orgasmic breath? You know, remember that was some, it's still, you know, I can just get the shivers of seeing all the women in the glory and power on the mountain. Yeah, it was very, you know, the ancestors just stepped right up, you know, it was like, finally, mm-hmm. hallelujah, let's go there. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. We hit it right off, too. I mean, you let me know you like me. You say, yo, get over here, goddess. You're going to be my friend for a long time.
I did. I was like, how many lifetimes have we been in the ancient temples of sexuality?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, teach us your ways. I'm curious if you want to tell the listeners more about you and where you're at and where you've come from.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm Reverend Goddess Charmaine. I'm known as the Sensuous Mystic. My ministry is in Goddess and Tantra philosophy, uniting sex and spirit. The divine is within us all. And we, when we emerged with another person and go into sexual play, sexual dance, sexual energy, we become altered. When we become altered, that is the creative energy that God created us with. The creative spirit we call God is also Goddess. So being altered in sexual play, sexual fucking. Oh, can I say any of that?
Okay.
I mean, I have certain words that I say that kind of like trigger, you know, bringing my pussy to my heart, you know, and it's enlightening. So I teach mm-hmm. people, and I, you know, I can be PG and G, you know, I have clothes on services, but I also have clothing optional and naked services that really, I mean, it's a cathartic experience for people that get into the space of whatever it is that I'm doing. It saved my life. So there is no path for me but this path. I mean, taking off my clothes, becoming goddess, becoming ordained as an interfaith minister saved my life. So sexual energy healed me. So way back in the day when I was what I call straight, I always had a very spiritual way of being connected to life, all life I call it. And so I was very turned on by different churches. So I always knew I was a spiritual woman in that way, where you see God in everything. This is where the mystic work comes from. But I also noticed that everywhere I went, there was a sensuality, or people would become aroused by my presence. And I thought maybe I had a sexual addiction. I wasn't trying to have sex or get someone turned on by me. But I went to a straight therapist to have this conversation, to figure out what's going on. Why are people being turned on by me, men and women, in a sexual way? And then also, I was very turned on by spiritual people. I don't want to say it's a fetish or a kink, but I found myself very sensually, sexually aroused by spiritual men. If a man would pray or meditate, I want to spread my legs. I'm like, Lord, have mercy. What is this? Going into straight therapy and spiritual counseling helped me understand that I'm goddess. And I went into counseling with an amazing ex-priest minister, Reverend Peter Georges, who really helped me back in the 90s understand what was going on with me. And at that time, I also got out of a very bad abusive marriage and was dating another man who was a nudist and did Zen Buddhism. And he was the first person to take me to a new beach. But he also was the person, I told him one time after sex, don't you think something more should be happening with sex, the orgasm or that goal? And he said, I think I know what you're talking about. And he gave me a book by Margot Anon, The Art of Sexual Ecstasy. Completely changed my whole relationship to sex, my body. I mean, I had no idea what a chakra was back then. I said, I called it chakra. But I read that book and I did those exercises and he did them with me. And it really led me on my path to discovering what was going on with me and why is it when someone meets me, they want to tell me all about themselves. Why am I so transparent? Why do I don't really, I'm not really ashamed of how I am or who I am. Some people are very triggered by me or offended by me, but it is the sensuous mystic. And so these things that I did to help me become the strong woman that I am, it made my life better. It made my relationships better. It made me handle problems better in my life, challenges, because I could drop into my body. I learned how to tap into the being within me that is connected to all life, all elements, all dimensions. And I believe that and I practice that, and truth demonstrates itself in my life. So in that way, I studied Reiki and I went through hypnotherapy to help me break blocks and curses in my life back in the early 90s. But then I went into, I became a Reiki master, crystal Reiki master. I went into seminary and I was ordained as an interfaith minister in 96. Then went into divinity school to really understand what is my ministry. And that's how I really understood that sex kept coming up. Even when I'm just doing a card reading session or a Reiki session, sexual energy kept coming up. And my first book is based on that. I'm like, I am trying to get away from all this sex stuff. What is going on with these people, you know? And this is why I went into counseling. And then Reverend Peter Georges helped me understand and own the goddess. And in 2000, I was initiated as goddess and continued to step on that path and heal men and women. And now after over 16 years since I've been initiated, but over 20 years of doing this work, I felt my medicine, my true medicine, my spirit animal is a turtle, is really healing and working with women. And being married for the second time and being in a relationship with a strong man that can really throw down and see who I am as goddess. I mean, I'm Reverend Goddess, Mother Goddess, Ghetto Goddess. And this man holds space for me to really put my pussy in the sky. Now I can really work. My true medicine is with women. And now I'm thesensuousmystic.com. My email is reverendgoddess@gmail.com. And I'm now initiating. I've been initiating people since 2000 into their own goddesship and men, but I never advertised it or told people about it. And women have been really pushing me in the last few years to please initiate me. Can you initiate a group? And I did my first group initiation this past April. And then I did another initiation just a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, so
Do you teach the art of sexual, like the practices during the initiation?
Well, no, not see. What I do in the goddess initiation is I'm preparing women to be initiated as goddess. And I'm taking them through different online immersion sessions as goddess, tapping into the psychic abilities and merging into that consciousness. But on the side, I'm also going to be creating a sex goddess program. See, a goddess initiation is really about the woman really tapping into a goddess and living out loud as goddess. What you do with that as your gift, whether it's related to sex or not, is up to you. But
Got it.
I'm going to be teaching my sex goddess program, which is not like the goddess initiation, but that's where we get into all the stuff that you're talking about. And so
that's,
you know,
the crazy stuff I want to know about.
Yeah, you know, because on one hand, it's not really technique, but there is a consciousness, and there are certain things that are ritual when you go into sacred sex, sex magic, healing, that, you know, are the same that I do with my altars and full moons and new moons and things like that. And then there's reflexology of the lingam, reflexology of the yoni. You know, there are certain things that I do the same as far as technique of, you know, oral blessings and butterfly kiss and things like that. If you know what any of that stuff is, yeah, the sex goddess will talk about that. But goddess initiations is really where my medicine is as far as healing and empowering women to step into their goddessship. And so in a nutshell, that's kind of like, you know, who Reverend Goddess is as the sensuous mystic. and Naked Church services, seasonal, Second Sunday services. I'm actually 17th anniversary this Sunday. I'm actually having a closing ceremony. I'm ending Second Sunday services after 17 years because there's more, there's another area that I'm going into as far as working with women and doing a lot of online stuff and then appearances throughout the country that people have been asking me to come to in their other states. So I needed to kind of end the things that are kind of small and then,
yes,
you know,
focus.
You know. So I hope everyone got that because I'm thecentrismystic.com, Reverend Goddess, the Centrist Mystic, and I'm all over the place, all over the internet. And, you know, I get.
You know, you really are.
People, yeah.
I love
people
it.
People get a little.
I'm like, there are so many teachings you have on there, and it's hard to pick which one to.
It's really,
look at, but
really
it's
the same.
Genuine.
It's like reinventing the wheel, I guess. You know, I'm really saying the same thing. It's just in different ways to tap into all the different levels. Some people just love the goddess that's on Vimeo that gets naked. Some people love me on YouTube where I'm just sitting and I'm talking like a mama. And then I have my Periscope and I have my, you know, all the Facebook. I mean, Facebook, I get reported a lot on Facebook, so I get, they block me, and one time they threatened to delete my account.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I'm really not, you know, trying to do that. I'm not just saying, you know, forget Facebook. I'm going to put whatever I want up. But I think I needed to learn over the years that if I do a video and I'm naked on Vimeo, I posted it on my timeline thinking, oh, people might like that. And then I realized, no, you can't do that because that's nudity, and they're going to report you. And I found out when I got reported. So I am careful about rules. I'm not just, you know, where I can express my truth, I do. And it's really the same thing, but people take me, you know, in the way that they can. So if they find me on YouTube, they write me long, beautiful letters. And some people don't like me on YouTube. They love me on Vimeo, you know. But that's me. And, you know, I am everything that I am, you know, I show it. So there isn't anything really hidden, except maybe if I go to the bathroom or I close the door and sit in the toilet.
I think a powerful teacher or initiator has got to trigger people. I mean, it is, for me, it's horrible. It can be uncomfortable, but I do think that I know the times that I've been triggered by different things. I've never been triggered by you. I think it's amazing. But I could see where, because we were talking about it before, you know, before you called in, that you know, sex can trigger people, but it needs to be triggered. There is such a wounding around sexuality and I believe hidden teachings, and that's why I get so excited about your work, is because the teachings to make sex less 2D, you know, it's all, like you were saying, all about orgasm, all about coming, where there's so much, I mean, we all know that there's a connection piece to it, but real practical ways to get to that.
Yes.
Connection and altered states. I mean, that's the information that seems to be hard to find, or it's just not as prevalent as I would like to see.
Yeah, and really what I love about the way that I've been able to grow and learn about uniting sex and spirit is that there's a lot of things that everyone's already doing that is very sacred.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not bringing in the consciousness into it. I mean, I have been very complimented by what I call my girlfriends, my straight girlfriends, that beautiful, beautiful women. They're not like, you know, I have my nudist friends, I have my straight girlfriends, and I have, you know, my people I work with, you know. And biggest compliment I've gotten in the last 10 years was a straight friend of mine that I met through Zumba, you know, doing Zumba classes, came up to me one day and she said, you know, Char, I went on YouTube because I saw a link that you posted about the fivefold kiss video. And I've never seen anything like that. And I started doing it for myself. And I love it. Can you teach me other things? And this girl, we're very, very good friends now. But she has applied so much of my teaching in her life. And I just had dinner with her last night, and she said to me, Char, it's because of your teachings that I've been able to do more things with my husband and heal so much about myself and my thoughts around sex. Anointing my body every day, anointing my husband's body. And she just really thanked me. If you look at her, she's a straight person. You would never think that her mind would be past concerning things, you know. And I tapped into something with her, and I met her through Zumba. And it was a really nice compliment because people do get triggered, and especially straight people in fundamentalist thinking come across my path, and they write all kinds of things to me in private email, Facebook PMing, and then YouTube and stuff. You know, they're entitled to their thoughts, but I'm like, I'm just like, well, just unfriend me. Just go, you know, why do you want to put hate on me? Do your thing. But if you're being triggered, the thing, I call them closet lovers too, because most of the people that are reporting me are the things that they report, they have to be watching all of my video to catch that one picture or that one frame or that one word. I'm like, they're closet lovers. They're really loving me because they've been triggered, but they can't stop looking at me. Thank you, goddess. You know?
Thank you, goddess. I call them planting a seed. Like, when people get triggered, and that means that they're up against a shadow side, possibly, that they did not even know lurked there. And then you plant this little seed of a different way or of loving that shadow side that they've been hiding. And it sounds like you get more interaction with that than I've experienced, but even just certain times where people say, I don't like your tattoo, or I don't like, you know, when I'm doing a meditation, I'm like, oh, and then my brain has to go to, oh, it's not about me. It's not about me. I mean, you're doing such powerful work, even, and probably even more for those people, because perhaps one day they're going to go, oh my gosh, I was that triggered because, I mean, the hope is that they'll go, I was that triggered because this has been in me the whole time. I want to worship that
body. You know, Dawn, I don't think I'm pretty sure I didn't tell anyone because it was such a thing. I kept it to myself until I only shared it with one woman that was at the Wild Woman Fest. We got together after, you know, the fest was over. During the fest, a woman came up to me during the day when we were all out selling our things, you know, I was selling my books and stuff,
right,
and people
right.
were selling. A lady came up to me and she said to me, Reverend Goddess, I have to say something to you. I want to let you know that when I found out that you were going to be here, I looked you up online and I didn't like you. I judged you. And
wow.
I really had a problem with you. But being here in your presence, and she says, I can't tell you how good it's been for me. And I had to tell you how I felt about you because Spirit just wouldn't let me not tell you. And I want to ask you for your forgiveness. And I said, I forgive you. And it takes a lot of courage to do what you did. Thank you. And we hugged. So she's just not happy with me being on that list. And I mean, that is another gift, you know. And it's confirmation for me because it is important to me when people let me know that I am helpful to them. It does feed my spirit, and I do need support at times. I'm not going to stop doing what I do, but sometimes, you know, because my husband goes through some things too, you know, and so in our relationship, it is nice to see and hear from people that do appreciate me. So I do appreciate it and appreciate being on your radio show to talk about this too.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm really grateful for your medicine and the powerful. What is that saying that you see on like bumper stickers, like great women in history? I know one of you remember they you know, they're the bad girls are the ones that get remembered. Not that you're bad, but you know what I mean? The ones that trigger people, they're the ones that make a difference. If we're just toting around in our, you know, in our 1950s dresses, being sugar and spice and everything nice, we're not going to get anything done. There's no depth to it.
Yeah, that's why my trinity is Reverend Goddess, Mother Goddess, Ghetto Goddess, but always Goddess, you know.
Nice.
Always. Because I can go there. I can be really nice. I make that great Thanksgiving meal. Lord, I must say, everyone loves my kale salad. I can cook. I can throw it down. But, boy, like the full moon come out, man. I'm out there running out there naked. My husband have to try to catch me. And, you know. Then I'm hugging my kids, praying for my kids, fasting for my kids, you know, doing everything you can as a mother to take care of your family. It's all there, but I definitely am a wild woman, you know, and I had to fight that way to take back my power after going through a lot of things that I went through with, you know, being a young woman and you know what that's all about that we all go through. So, yeah. We're going to make a difference. That's why we're talking about it, you know. We're taking, you know, the thing about sexuality and sexual consciousness is I always say, wet pussy and gorge cock merge with your heart. That's the point. Mm-hmm. We are not disconnecting our bodies anymore. People are figuring out there's a hell of a lot more going on when I'm choosing someone to have sex with. There is a prayer that is consistently happening when I'm having sex that I'm manifesting in my life, and I might as well get a handle on what my thoughts are while I'm having sex because I don't like what I'm creating. When we realize how powerful we are, we're not just fucking the cum. We're not just doing anything with anybody and not talking about it. We're realizing that, no, there is a mystery magic that's happening when my pussy is merged with my heart. And we have to get a handle on that and mm-hmm. be able to add what we need in our consciousness when we are having sex, when we are altered, because that is the divinity. That is the free will. That is the power that creates all life. And that's what we have. I mean, you can access that place not just, you know, without having actual intercourse, but it is all sexual. It is about mm-hmm. merging with all life. It is love. And people are figuring that out, Dawn. We're all talking about it. People are finding their way to enhance their lovemaking, enhance their relationship with their partners, enhance, even if they're choosing celibacy, they are learning how to, you know, recycle their energy so that they are still connecting to the planet, you know, connecting mm-hmm. to the mountain, you know, connecting in the woods. So there's so many people. When I was in seminary, there was a monk that came to talk about sex. And people, we were, I really don't think I was that bad with him. He got very upset with our class because they were like, no way are you having sex with the goddess. You don't have sex. And he was explaining how he merges every day with Shakti and he becomes Shiva. And wow. We were really like, you just do this in your meditation. You call that sex. And it was really, I mean, back in the 90s, people were really like not appreciating the fact that he could have a sexual union without having an erection. And
he was way,
you know,
ahead of his time.
Yeah. And and it was his choice, but it was something to watch and experience the way we think. But so many people are, you know, coming from that place, coming from another place, but everyone's realizing, you know, there's a lot of power that we have when we're making love and we need to work in having sex. And as raunchy as you want to make it, it is still primal, spiritual, divine energy. That's what we just need. We need to just accept that about ourselves. You know, we're created through it. We're powerful with it. Everyone is, you know.
I think people are awakening to it. I really do. I think that I have a question for you. I wanted to see what you thought about this.
Okay.
Because I'm noticing, like, you know, I was looking at Facebook earlier, and, you know, the yoni egg is getting to be really popular, and there's all this, there's Kundalini yoga, there's all this information, a lot for women on how to, you know, connect in with their body. And I'm glad you mentioned the monk at your school, because I have mostly female clients, but I do have male clients. It's not necessarily that we're talking about sex, but they are wanting to shift into more depth. And I'm wondering, you know, what tools, what can men retrieve in themselves to hold space for this divine feminine masculine balance that's coming in? Because I know some feminine is coming up strong, but we've already had a matriarchal society, and then we have the patriarchal, and I, you know, there's just so much for women, and like, how do men get their warrior, their balanced warrior, their feminine masculine balance? Like, there's just hardly any information about that, you know?
I think that when we're talking about sex, like how society has made it okay and acceptable for men to talk about sex, to be sexual, to do anything they want sexually, right?
Mm-hmm.
Affairs and all this kind of stuff. But it's always been about goal-oriented sex. Now when you want to bring femininity or goddess into it, where we are raising the consciousness of how we are physically having sex, but we're also learning that sexuality is a consciousness of merging with all life. I work a lot with men and women and couples in my private practice, and mostly men. And it's actually in my first book, The Centrist Mystic, there are actual case studies of people that I worked with. And you'll find interesting stories about men, how they were trying to really get in touch with their body and their performance But at the same time, what really needed to happen was what I always say, we have to merge it with the heart. When a man is now seeing that his sexual energy is more than just him getting off, ejaculating, orgasming, but actually a dimension, a portal to merging with the woman all life, then he is opening himself up to Goddess. And when men do that, they start to tap into their femininity. They tap into the divine feminine. I talk often about Carl Jung, like tapping into the inner female, the anima animus. These are ways that men are now being able to use what they think they need to learn about sex and pleasure to a consciousness of merging it with their heart. If a man could say, okay, if I was a woman, what type of woman would I be? What would I look like? What would my name be? I take them through what we call the sacred marriage. You can find it on YouTube. This is a major, major workshop that I've done for men in tapping into their inner female. I think, see, I move more away from technique and more into consciousness and holy body. And I think, see, that's what men are experiencing when they're coming and working with me and my groups and Naked Church services. Then when they're coming with a woman, they're just seeing that woman as another aspect of themselves. Then we have the other things, the regular stuff, like, you know, we love oral sex, we love butterfly love, we love all the things that we have as pleasure. But men have that. Yoni eggs, I mean, yoni eggs aren't just for women, but that's all we talk about with yoni eggs. Men can use yoni eggs too. I personally work with yoni eggs and whispered crystals. I study shamanism with Kenneth Ray Stubbs. And so when my husband and I started on the path of a sexual shaman with Kenneth Ray Stubbs and energy work and dimensions and merging, it changed our sex life. You know, it changed
okay, I
want to
do all
up.
That. Everything you just said. Sign me up. I'll do the books. I'll do the classes. I want to do the shaman crystal, crystal yoni whisper.
Pussy talk, you mean, I'm telling you, because when I go to make love with my husband, I'll go and merge with my whisper crystal before I go to him, or we'll merge together with the crystal before we have sex. So men are having ways to access this part of themselves because we're all there. It's all part of us. It's feminine. I initiate men into their goddesship. I've only initiated one, really, but is that one. And now my husband, after the last initiation, he was really drawn to the goddess strongly when he watched this last woman be initiated by me 2 weeks ago. And so he's seriously thinking about the fact that the goddess is all life. It's the nurturing. It's the earth being. That's what he's acknowledging that is inside of him. And this is the way that men are understanding the feminine is within them. And this is how men are being helped to have better relationships with themselves, better relationships with women, and now they can fuck better too. Now we can honor the lingam, merge with the heart. Again, you know, so, and it's not anything like, everything is not always, just eye-gazing and yab-yum and, you know, place your hand on the heart. No, we're talking about hardcore sweating, primal, panting, making love, you know? I mean, it's just all aspects. We're not pushing away. I'm not just, you know, I mean, please, you know me anyway. I am a loud one, so.
You are.
This is not more than, this is finally about the divine feminine, sacred masculine consciousness that we have as equality of the creation that we call God is also Goddess. So it's for all of us.
That's beautiful. Awesome. I like the thought of going into, you know, using sex as a portal to create. I know I try to set an intention before, you know, an orgasm, and I remember you teaching that on the mountain. Creating the bubble, and you know, and I've been doing the practice of like letting it rise up and then just feeling it in the bubble, and then doing that 2-3 times if I can, and then and then allowing that to be like creation, life force. I'm sure
exactly.
That's very cool.
Yeah, exactly. Good for you. Love it.
I'm so glad that we got to do this. Thank you so much for coming on. And, you want to say your website one more time so people and your email so people can get a hold of you?
Yes, I am thesensuousmystic.com. And my email is reverendgoddess@gmail.com. Can I offer a gift, Dawn?
Sure.
So if anyone emails me and says that they heard me on your show, I will gift them with the Breathing Love. It's an audio meditation to chakra balancing. And I'll give it to them as a gift. If they email me and say, I heard you on your show, I will email them back that download. And so it's called Breathing Love at reverendgoddess@gmail.com. And it would be my honor.
Beautiful. Thank you for that gift. You rock. You rock.
And to go to my website, sign up to be on my email blast so they know everything that's going on. And hopefully, you know, you and I, like you said, we'll maintain our connection.
Yes. I mean, that's just a given. I'm too much in love with you not to, and your work, and you as a person. So,
thank you. You're pretty phenomenal yourself. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right,
girl.
Blessings.
God is blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Yay. So there you have it. She's not eloquent and powerful and amazing, and she's doing such cool work in this world. It's unique, and she's so strong in her brand and open to flexible, you know, change through spirit. I mean, she's just powerhouse.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I was just listening.
We'll have to go back and listen. And
Yeah.
I got lots of cool information. So I just want to, before we go, set a prayer and intention that, you know, that your angels and your guides and your ancestors are really working with us all this month for that sense of safety and security, healing the inner child so that we can become more playful, we can create, we can explore. And, and then also I have the workshop coming up October 29th in Clintonville. It's a guided meditation. I did it before in July. It was channeling messages from Mother Earth, so you don't want to miss it. Also, my friend Tassine, who's an artist, is going to be giving everyone a tutorial and a henna drawing, which I'm a horrible drawer,
cool.
But when I did it, I was ecstatic at my creation afterwards. I was like, you taught me how to draw. Very ancient Indian form of art. So you can get a hold of me for that. And yeah, that's it for this month. Do you have anything to add, Iggy?
No, I enjoy the show. We have a drumming next week down to say at Audubon. It's a big park in Metro Park, downtown Columbus. So if you can make it to the drumming.
Ooh, yes. All right, and I can post links to all this at this will be on the radio show link too. Awesome. Well, blessings, everyone. Enjoy October.
All righty. Thanks for being on, everybody. We love you.
We love you. Bye-bye.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Thank you for tuning in to the Gypsy Wagon Hour with Dawn of a New Era, Dawn Thompson. We hope you enjoyed this episode. She had a very powerful guest on, and hopefully the guest who was on here is Reverend Charmaine. She shared her wisdom with us. And if you want to get more information about her, her website is the Sensualist Mystic. Okay. So you can check that out, and we'll talk to you guys soon, and we will be back shortly. Other than that, have a great day.